The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, tonight playing from Boston, Massachusetts. And here's tonight's Spotlight roll call. Tommy Tucker?
Here.
The Tommy Tucker Spotlight Band.
Here!
The officers, enlisted men, and war workers of the Boston Navy Yard.
Here!
And tonight's first Spotlight tune, Begin the Begin, right about here.
The Spotlight wrote the ticket, and the Victory Parade is marched to the Boston Navy Yard tonight. There's celebration in the air up here because it's E-Day. Today, the Boston Navy Yard received its third renewal of the Army-Navy E-Production Award. So we're here to keep the chin-up department going as Amy Arnell steps in for her first solo on the Sands of Time.
Sands of Time. Though skies are gray. Don't cry when they come your way. They will turn to blue on the sands of time. Don't let a single doubt come, for all your tears are mine.
Coca-Cola's helping to celebrate Boston's Eve party at the Navy Yard with the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. And now Don Brown and the Voices 4 come down front and center to sing one of the season's hits, No, No, No.
You have to taunt me with one little word. No, no, no. Why'd you have to haunt me with one little word? No, no, no. You gave me your attention, baby, right from the start. Never thought that you would ever mention a foolish little word to break my heart. Why'd you have to hurt me with one little word? No, no, no. Why did you desert me with one little word? No.
About you,
I can't
ever do without you.
My poor heart is breaking, baby, say it isn't so. No.
The spotlight points with pride to the men and women war workers of the Boston Navy Yard. The history of this Navy Yard is the history of the Republic. Founded in 1800, it has been in business for 143 years, making the ships that have carried our torch of liberty around the world. Besides building the destroyers and sub-busting DE boats that are keeping our shipping lanes open, Boston Navy Yard is a giant repair base with complete facilities for repairing and rebuilding every type of naval vessel. Today, once again, they are making an outstanding record in building the ships our Navy needs. Over the yard flies the coveted Army-Navy E pennant with 3 renewal stars, which means that they have consistently improved their record week by week, month by month, for the past 2 years. And so we salute you men and women of the Boston Navy Yard. As to you, one and all, the spotlight points with pride. And it's with the Navy's pride in your accomplishments that your Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Honorable Ralph A. Bard, has come from Washington to present your 3rd E star to your Commandant, Rear Admiral R.A. Theobald. Mr. Bard.
Admiral Theobald, men and women and officers of the Boston Navy Yard, the Navy is justly proud of your splendid record in shipbuilding, which, since the treacherous attack on Pearl Harbor, has given your country a powerful armada of 47 fighting ships. In addition, you have completed Herculean tasks of repair and alteration and have led the way in manufacturing of greatly needed parts. But this award represents even more than these great achievements. It is a symbol of what the free people of a democracy can and will do when put to the test. Wear it proudly. It asserts your faith in a free world. Admiral Theobald.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We of the Boston Navy Yard accept this honor with the full understanding that our greatest work lies ahead, and with the firm resolve that all of us will do all in our power to speed the day of final victory.
Tomorrow night, it's Wings for the Navy as the spotlight swings to Louisiana to shine on Louis Armstrong at the Naval Air Station in New Orleans. But for the men and women who build the ships at the Boston Navy Yard, there's a big evening of dancing ahead. And now back to the broadcast and Tommy Tucker, who calls on lovely Amy Arnell to take it from there. As Tommy Tucker signs his musical signature in the Coca-Cola guest register, it's been night number 287 for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, and we've marched 376,272 Spotlight miles. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. This broadcast is sponsored for the entertainment of the personnel in the Navy Department. Money to our city product. And now this is Gil Newsom reminding you that tomorrow night we'll be at the United States Naval Air Station in New Orleans, Louisiana, with spotlight music by Louis Armstrong. And saying see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night. This is the Blue Network.